Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I know many of you guys are sick of the topic of COVID. I get it. I'm sick of it, too. I wish we would never see COVID again, but sadly, it is here. We are seeing cases rise. So the question has come up, well, what are we doing with the vaccines? And originally, what was purported and what was recommended is that we do like a yearly COVID vaccine, as long as it works and as long as the side effect profile is tolerable and acceptable, and very little side effects, if none side effects. And so this push to have a yearly COVID vaccine, we're starting to see it come to fruition. We had the bivalent COVID updated vaccine that came out last year. And so we're being told that next week we are going to have a new COVID vaccine that is going to target the XBB 1.55 strain that is a relative of Omicron. So it's going to be a little bit more fine-tuned than what we had with the BA4, BA5 bivalent. Bivalent means there's two viruses in it. So we have the BA4, BA5 as well as the wild type. We do believe with this XBB it is going to be a bivalent. It is supposed to be rolling out next week. Both Pfizer and Moderna are going to be manufacturing these, and so should be hitting the pharmacies. Now, we're being told that only 17% of the U.S. population got the vaccine last time. I was one of them, and I told you guys I was one of them. I videotaped it so you guys could see it happen. I made a couple mistakes. The first mistake I made is I did it at the same time as the flu shot. You can do it. You can get both shots at the same time. But the problem is when I start to have side effects, I couldn't necessarily say which was which. And so, in retrospect, I might have wanted to separate it a little bit. The other mistake I made is I got it on my left arm. So when I had chest pain and left arm pain for a month, I didn't know if I was having cardiac issues or if it was from the vaccine. But I did not get COVID last year. One of the very few people, my friends, that didn't get it. Now, many of you have asked, well, which is worse, getting COVID and getting antibodies and getting some natural immunity, or not getting COVID and relying on the vaccine, but then possibly being under immunized? It's a very delicate question because we have for decades been informing you all about natural immunity. And we have told you all to get out of the basement, get off the couch, get outside, have your kids play with other kids, build up your vitamin D, build up your vitamins, build up your bones, and build up your immunity. And instead, with COVID, we kind of kicked a lot of science to the road, and we said, no, just stay indoors, stay away from this. And I get, in the beginning, it was really, really scary. But now we have evidence that says, look, some of the best immunity is both vaccine and natural immunity. But nobody, especially since we have lawyers around, nobody is going to say, go get this on purpose. I wouldn't. And the reason why, with all my knowledge of natural immunity, and having gone to a chicken pox party when I was a kid and things like that, with all my knowledge on natural immunity, the problem is I just don't flip and trust this virus. This virus isn't acting like any other viruses I know. And as much as I am grateful that I have natural immunity from previous COVID, and I think it is going to make me stronger, I still feel like I have things different with me and wrong with me since I got COVID. So you're not going to hear from me or anybody per se to say go out and get this and get exposed. But if you did have it, we're going to give you a pat on the back and say, hey, if you survived, you got a nice dose of immunity now. So, you know, in terms of those people who are high risk, where COVID has more of a chance of killing them, those who are immunocompromised, those who have severe lung disease, those who have had severe COVID before, there is a lot of enthusiasm for them to go and get the booster and get some extra protection. Among those who are healthy, not a lot of enthusiasm. I have to admit, I was very shocked that healthy individuals came down with strokes when they got COVID, came down with cardiac issues, Guillain-Barré. So I do think COVID could cause things to healthy people. But now it's a lot milder. And we've had 3.5 years of exposure. I think the virus leaked 4 years ago, but I believe the virus was in America by November of 2019. So most of us who are alive and around and doing well, knock on wood, we've been exposed. So for those of you that are thinking, should I get the vaccine or not? You know, is Dr. Dahlia going to clarify for that for me? All I could say is when I got the booster, I didn't get COVID last year, which I think is a big plus, but I did feel like crap for a month, and I had chest pain, arm pain, breast swelling, so I'm really mixed, so I don't know if I'm going to get the booster. Now, I'm honest with you guys, you know, I know it's easier for somebody to say, you go and do this, but I really think it's individual, and I think for some of you, that vaccine is going to save your life. Go for it. For those of you that say, no, I don't like the side effects, I don't like how I feel, I like when I get my COVID once or twice a year, it builds up my immunity, I appreciate that too. You know, we had a lot of older individuals who didn't get swine flu in 2009. And we discovered that the swine flu was very, very similar to a flu that circulated. I'm not sure if it was the 1957 flu, but there was a flu that circulated in the 50s, a bad one. I think it was the 57 one, and then there was another one in the 60s that might have been antigenically similar. So we didn't see a lot of older individuals get sick. And we're also seeing that with a lot of older individuals with flu and with COVID. And we think it's because those who were exposed to some of these earlier flus might have gained a longer-term immunity. Now, again, COVID is a new virus. It doesn't act like other viruses. Immunity wanes. But anybody that is in science that is bringing up multiple theories on what could be the best immunity, we have to listen to it all. We have to study it all. Nobody's vilifying anybody. All right. Natural immunity does play a huge role. Vaccine could play a huge role. But just to tell you, we are having the new COVID booster roll out next week. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now.
now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so a question I keep getting is, why do we in America eat food that is banned in other countries? If something is bad for Japan, if something is bad for the UK, what do Americans have in their genetic makeup that make it all good? And I can't answer that question. But things like Mountain Dew, Rice Krispies, are banned in other countries. I think Wheat Thins are banned in some other countries, but we eat them. So I took a look at this. I wanted to see, what are the chemicals they're worried about? What are they talking about? So there's a couple different reports. And let me see if I can pull up my favorite on this. All right. So Gatorade, for example. Gatorade has food dye yellow 5 and yellow 6. These artificial colors are banned in foods for infants and children in the European Union. They also have to carry warnings on other products there. Apparently, yellow 5 and yellow 6 dye is completely banned in Norway and Australia. Now, when I see the fluorescent color of Gatorade, I have to tell you, I think Gatorade is nice as an electrolyte drink, but I only like to buy the clear. I just don't want anything neon in my body. And I understand it's packaging that makes, but, you know, think about that. I don't think we need to eat something so colorful. Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts have food dyes yellow 5, yellow 6, red 40. Still deemed safe to eat here, but are partially banned in the European Union. Farmer John Pork Breakfast Sausage Links. Now, this is being reported by MSM and Stacker, I believe. Apparently, Farmer John Pork Breakfast Sausage Links contains a flavor enhancer called BHT. BHT is a suspected carcinogen that is banned in the European Union and Japan. Lucky Charms. I love Lucky Charms. And I love Lucky Charms because the little baby marshmallows, and they're all colorful. You got the little rainbow, you got the little yellow thing, and they're so pretty, and they're so yummy. Banned. Banned in Norway, banned in Austria. They have dyes yellow 5, yellow 6, and red 40. European Union mandates that the boxes have warnings. Tostitos Salta con Queso Dip. Apparently the bright color of that. The food additives yellow 5, yellow 6, banned in Norway and Austria, has to have warnings in the U.S. Ritz Crackers. Now, Ritz Crackers is one of, I think, probably the top sellers in America. But they have partially hydrogenated cottonseed oil, according to this. It's a trans fat that has been banned. Actually, no, I think we've banned the trans fat here. But it is limited in other countries. Yeah, I thought that we banned it. Fresca? Fresca has a flame retardant. BVO. Fresca, grapefruit flavor, people mix it. It's a really good one. I tend to bar. Fresca was fantastic to mix in drinks, better than Sprite. Problem is it has BVO. BVO is a flame retardant, and it's used to prevent the separation of ingredients. It's banned in Europe. So that's why you can't get Fresca in Europe. Genetically engineered papaya. Apparently, farmers are cultivating virus-resistant variants of the fruit. They're genetically engineered offshoots that are legal to in the U.S. and Canada, not European Union. Pillsbury biscuits. There are certain trans fats that are banned. Sunkissed soda. The dye, yellow 6, red 40. Betty Crocker fudge brownie mix. No. They said even though trans fats have been banned in the U.S., there are still, some still used in some of these products. Pillsbury pie crust has BHA and BHT. Those all cause it to be banned in the U.K., Japan, parts of Europe. Why? Because BHA and BHT are possibly carcinogenic and have been linked to blood clotting. Raspberry Jello has the red 40 dye. High fructose corn syrup has started to be banned. But there was also another interesting food I want to look up for you guys that I found very odd. Not odd, but it's like I didn't know all this crap was in it. The wheat thins, someone's asking, what happened with the wheat thins? Wheat thins has BHT added to the packaging, so the chemical is banned in the UK, Japan, parts of Europe. Now, Nabisco wheat thins maybe are sold, but they would have to then have separate packaging because they couldn't have the BHT like we have in America. Skittles, we talked about the yellow dye, 5, 6, 40. Dyes have adverse effects known on young children. They've been worried about cancer links. The drumstick frozen dairy dessert has an additive from seaweed that apparently has limitations in other countries than us. Stovetop stuffing has the preservatives BHA and BHT, known to be carcinogenic and impair clotting. So stovetop stuffing, pretty commonly used. Coffee made some of the oils. The frosted flakes, Rice Krispies, and honey bunches of oats has BHT, used as a flavor enhancer, banned in Japan and the European Union. So you won't hear they're great in the European Union or Japan for those. The Arby's sourdough breakfast bread croissant and French toast sticks. So the Arby meal. I kind of like breakfast meals on the run, especially if I'm traveling. I feel full. I could get my caffeine either with the coffee or the iced tea or whatever. But apparently, Arby's, they're being told, uses the chemical azodicarbonamide as a whitening agent and dough conditioner in the baked goods. Now, the use is starting to decrease in the United States because of concerns it is a carcinogen. But they say the FDA still permits it, but it's completely banned in Europe. So I could go on. Little Debbie Swiss rolls have been banned because of the food dye. Meat with rack dopamine. Chicken that's been chlorinated. The Mountain Dew has the BVO, the emulsifier. And so they don't want BVO. Dairy with RBST and RBGH hormones. So the point I want to make with that, and I'm not trying to, you know, bag on any company. I'm just wondering if, what the hell are we putting into our bodies? You know, we, growing up, when there was a snack, it was a rare treat that you would get chips or a chocolate bar, because your snack should be a piece of celery or some nuts or some fruit. Why did we get away from that? Instead, our snacks are chips and crackers and yogurt and Jell-O, and this, it's fake food. Maybe there are some pieces of nutrients in it when you break it down, but we're eating food with chlorine, we're eating food with carcinogens, we're eating foods with dyes. I mean, Skittles, those glow in the dark practically. I'm sorry, I'm not a big fan of Skittles because I think they're just too hard on the teeth. My problem with Skittles, and no offense, but if something looks like an M&M and I sink my teeth into it, I'd rather it be chocolate than hard candy. So I've gotten, I don't want to use the word, but stonewalled, biting into a Skittles when I expected it to be a nice chocolatey piece of candy, because that's what people do. Skittles are cheaper than the M&Ms, so they have a bowl. You take a big handful because you think it's M&Ms, and all of a sudden you break a tooth. So again, I get it. Skittles, a lot of people like Skittles. You know, I'm grateful for the company for hiring people and all that. But, these are, how much are you eating of this? What we're taking in is supposed to be a treat or a far and few between adjunct to a meal. But instead, these breakfast meals, these fast food meals, these frozen dinners are people's staple. Stop that. If you want a snack, you grab a piece of fruit all year round. People are like, oh, but there's no fruits coming into the fall. Yeah, there's apples. Okay, so you get your plums and your nectarines and your peaches in the summer. There's usually grapes year-round, bananas you could get year-round. You could get apples. You could get an orange. But your snack should be that. Your snack should be a handful of nuts. I have trail mix, which I think I finished. You know, even some trail mix if you need to have a little something sugary in there. But, you know, look at what is on these boxes. But we're consuming a bunch of crap. And if other countries are banning it because they don't think it's healthy for us, we should probably rethink why we still eat it and consume it. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver. Pfizer has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA News Update. About 200 law enforcement personnel still searching for escaped convicted murderer Danilo Cavalcanti in eastern Pennsylvania. Cavalcanti escaped from Chester County Prison on Thursday, the search perimeter expanding a little this week after a trail camera recorded him. Tropical Storm Lee expected to rapidly intensify into an extremely dangerous Category 3 hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean by this weekend. They say right now it's got winds of 65 miles an hour, and it's about 1,300 miles east-southeast of the northern Leeward Islands. Some Americans have given up on flu shots because almost everyone remembers a season where they got one and then got sick anyway. The flu vaccine won't keep a person from getting sick, but it will tame that infection, taking it from wild to mild. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Diana writes, how does it work in those school districts where a child is transgender at school but doesn't want their parents to know and comes home in different clothing? How does that work? She wants to know. And so I haven't really spoken to some of these schools or parents on what's been going on. We've been hearing, like, Royal Oak School of Detroit, a lot of debate. Because I believe they have a policy that they are considering to not tell parents of transgender students, not inform families, which I think can be a very disastrous mistake if a child is suffering and, you know, possibly has suicidal tendency to, you know, force them at home to be in one, you know, outfit and hairstyle and a name versus having a different name at school. And so I guess what's going on at the Royal Oak School, parents have come forward. They want more openness, responsibility after discovering a policy that permits trans students to express their gender identity without involving their parents. And so this meeting, they want to, you know, protect trans kids, which is another question somebody asked. When you say you're protecting trans kids, are you protecting trans kids from the school, or are you protecting them from the parents? And it's interesting because this one article had said that this practice is necessary to protect children with bigoted parents. Now, this comes from Man and Home, and it's on MSM. And let me read you the paragraph. They say, in a tense gathering at the school board meeting, numerous concerned parents sought clarification from Dr. Kimberly Martin, the chief of diversity, equity, and inclusion for their district. Their unease stemmed from her comments about concealing the changed names of transgender students from their families, a practice necessary to protect children with, quote, bigoted parents. Now, I am surprised they use that term. Because if somebody is, let's say, you are a parent and you have a child who has been struggling with identity, not necessarily gender identity, but they have wanted to identify with a superhero. They've wanted to identify with another family. They've wanted to identify as their favorite color is green, but not anymore. Now my favorite color is blue. And so if a parent who has a child that is going through the phases of identity and you know, deciding what they want to be, if that school tells that parent, now the child wants to be a girl, and the parent goes, okay, you know, but keep in mind, the child might revert back, wants to be a boy, and the parent knows that child because the child goes back and forth with... Are they going to, why is that mom a bigot? Who knows a child better than their parents? And so I don't know if I would go there. If a parent doesn't want a child to transition at a school, does that mean they're bigoted? What if the parent wants the child to see their medical professionals and not the school medical professionals, because they have a pediatrician that the child has grown up with and wants the pediatrician to, you know, talk to them and help, you know, the family through this and the child go through their transition. Does that mean the parents are bigoted? So somebody saying, look, can we hold our horses a little bit? Slow this down. Let my child understand what is happening. Is we're already trying to label them. And I'm a little confused because didn't we always say from the beginning that parents need to be more involved in the child and the child's education? It seems like, well, if the parents aren't going to agree with us, then no. If the parents are going to agree with us, then yes. See, I thought the reason why, you know, we've had kids struggling in school and drugs and all that is because they say the parents don't care. And we need to get more parents involved. Now all of a sudden we're like, don't get the parents involved. Okay, that's a little confusing. When do we want the parents involved and when don't we? If it's just about a narrative, oh, hell no. And so, you know, a child who wants to, and the other thing that I also find very hypocritical, which I've said before, is if the school really, really wants to help a child transition, and they really, I don't know how they're doing this with no staff. We've had schools not able to open because they don't have enough staff. But apparently they have enough staff for this. But if a school really wants to be there to help a child transition, then they're going to want to help that child avoid any misgendering. That's why they're helping them at school. So the child isn't misgendered in math class, in music class, in PE. So then what happens when the child gets picked up and goes home or goes to summer camp? Aren't they wanting that child not misgendered then? Don't you want to inform the parents, hey, this is what's going on? I find it very odd to not have the parents involved. Now, I get it. I had strict parents. I never wanted the school calling my parents. Ever. And my mom never would let me wear shorts. Wouldn't let me shave my legs. So I would shave my legs in the school bathroom, wore shorts, and then I'd have to change the clothes before I made it home. And I get that's hard. And so I'm imagining the same thing. If a child is transitioning and identifies as a different gender, they, you know, well, I remember the goth students. I'm like, how do your parents let you leave the house? They don't. They look normal on the bus. Then they went to the bathroom. They threw on all the black and the makeup and all that and put in the rings. And then they went to class. Then they took it off and then they went back home. And it's very challenging. It's very stressful. So if we're really, really worried about a child's stress level, then don't we want them to not have to do that Superman phone booth changing routine? So I you know, that's where they're going now. If a parent wants to be told what's going on, they're a bigot. You're telling me that if I have a child who's gender dysphoric, who could be suicidal, if they don't get to change and if they don't get to be who they want to be, and you don't tell me about it so that my child feels then misgendered at home? You got to let the family know. Everybody's saying, well, the family's going to freak out and say, no, 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 the child doesn't have gender identity issues. And there might be some families that do that. There might be some families going, what the hell are they talking about? You're a boy. What's going on? And I get that that's what some schools are worried about. But I am, as a doctor, advocating for true diagnoses of gender dysphoria. Because if you give everybody the choice, especially any girl that menstruates, the chance to say, look, you don't have to do this. Hey, you don't ever have to have a period again. You won't have to breastfeed. You won't have to deal with babies. You could be, you know, I think the average girl would say, hell yeah, sign me up. And what happens to the real gender dysphoric individuals, a small percentage of our population? Do they have now access to resources because now everybody's jumping on board? And if it does become the vogue thing or the popular thing to not be boy or girl, you know, I don't want to be boy. I don't want to be a girl. I don't want to be, you know, that. Then, you know, are those individuals really gender dysphoric? Because I don't want anybody doing anything permanent to their body or delaying something that their body might need later when it's not a true gender dysphoria. So my vote is get the family involved and get all hands on deck. That person needs support. Not to hide it and have them, you know, have to run to a bathroom every day to change just so their parents don't know. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Show 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So I don't want to get too philosophical, but every now and then I hear a quote, and I think we should probably live by that a little bit better. And I think it may stave off some anxiety, stave off some depression, when we really think about these sayings or these quotes and understand that there's a lot of wisdom behind them. So yesterday I've met Larry Elder before, but Larry Elder was speaking and at an event, and he was he's running for president, and he was talking about how he and his father had a very broken relationship, and when the relationship was mended, his father had told him, look, you have no control over the outcome, but you have all the control over the effort. And he writes about this in his book. Larry Elder wrote a book, A Lot Like Me, A Father and Son's Journey to Reconciliation. Very, very cool for people that struggle with their parents and, you know, don't forgive them for a lot of things, a lot of mistakes. Parents aren't perfect, and we're not perfect either. So it's a fantastic book, fantastic read. But that quote we've heard in a variety of ways, and it's a true piece of advice that many people have given their children. You know, you have all the control over the effort, but you have, again, control over the effort. And it's something I've always lived by. I never necessarily put that into words, but when I was trying to support myself, go through school, I couldn't control getting the grades. Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to get an A, if I'm going to get a B, if I'm going to get the grade point average to get into medical school, if I'm going to get the job to support myself. But what I did always do is say, look, I don't want to regret that I didn't put in the effort. I don't want to have any regrets. I don't want to leave any stone unturned. So I am going to give it my all. So if the outcome isn't what I want it to be, I'm going to be less upset about it because I did the best I could. And then I could feel the outcome wasn't in my control. So my words to live by isn't as eloquent as that, but it's words I've always lived by. Getting into medical school was a long shot. And I had the grades, I had, you know, research, I had worked, I had done multiple jobs, community service. You know, all I could do is put in the effort. I have control over the effort, don't have control of the outcome. And what I think psychologically is fantastic about a quote or a thought or a narrative such as that is one of the reasons why we struggle mentally is we don't think we have control. You know, when I hear that people get a divorce, and it was years in coming, they were fighting, they were, you know, if they think, yeah, you know, we had the options, we did the best we could, they seem to go through that divorce easier. Now, if somebody gets left for somebody else, they feel like they have no control. Those divorces end horribly because they were like, I did the best I could, they cheated, they left, I had no control. When you feel like you don't have control, it worsens the news of the outcome if it's bad news. But if you felt like you busted your butt and you did everything you could, it's not as much of a hit. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up, so Larry Elder is older than me. I think he's 71 now. He looks like he's in his 30s. He's so young looking. But a lot of baby boomers, a lot of Gen Xers have this work hard, play hard. Now, just work hard, give it your all. The other generations have a different attitude for that. I'm not saying it's a bad attitude. But the younger generations watched us, older generations. And I hear them talk. I talk to a lot of Gen Zs. I talk to a lot of millennials. In fact, I have more Gen Zs and millennials in my life than Gen Xs and boomers because of who I'm around. And I teach a lot. And I'm with students all the time. And they have a different attitude with this. What's fascinating about the younger generations is they think the harm comes when you busted your butt and the outcome is negative. You see, me, I feel the pride. I feel the positive in knowing I busted my butt and I did the best I could despite the outcome not going my way. But that's not what the younger generation feels, and they might be right about this. They think that if you busted your butt and you did everything you could, and you still failed, isn't it better to have walked away saying, hey, at least I didn't give it too much energy. At least I didn't give it too much time. So let's take a look at a job, for example. Anytime I do a job, I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to know I did the best I can, so whatever happens, I know I did that project. I did everything I could. But other, the younger generations are like, we're going to be losing our job every 2-3 years anyway. So at least I didn't give up my family life. I didn't not see my kids get raised. I didn't give up a concert. And so it's fascinating to see the other way of looking at things, where if you're going to get fired from that job anyway, why lose not only the job, but part of your life? You know, when I lecture to people on burnout, I say, if you want to know why doctors are burned out, it's because not only Obamacare and all the logistics and the bureaucracy and the red tape, it's that we left our families and we gave everything to our practice and our patients for 100-hour weeks. I didn't see my kids grow up. And then all of a sudden you get to a certain age and you see the lack of respect you get. You see the changes that happen to medicine. You see, you know, your nurses and doctor friends fired for not getting a vaccine. You see, you know, the thanks people get, and you're like, I lost my children growing up for this? And that's where burnout comes. So we're trying to teach the younger generations not to get burned out. So like, well, if Gen X's and boomers are burning out, we won't get burned out by not giving it our all. So which is the better advice? Controlling the effort, putting all the effort in, so whatever the outcome comes, at least you could be, you have a smile on your face and you did everything you could? Or not busting your butt and adding miles to your body, ruining your health, ruining relationships for an outcome that happens negative anyway? It's a fascinating sort of juxtaposition, if that's the proper word, and these ideologies. You know, the Generation Z's and Millennials are brilliant, and they're, you know, people think, well, they're lazy, they're this. No, they don't want to be a Gen X or a Boomer. They don't want to make the same mistakes we're making, and many of us don't think it's a mistake. I am still going to put 1,000% effort, and whatever the outcome is, just like praying. You know, a lot of us older individuals, we understand we are going to pray for somebody. Even if they die, even if the outcome, at least I know I prayed. Well, a lot of the younger generations are like, I don't understand why you're praying so much. It's a different thinking. And so, I don't know who's right, I don't know who's wrong, but whatever helps you psychologically when the bad things happen, because bad things are going to happen. You are never going to always have a win. Look at Tom Brady. You're not going to win every game. You're not going to secure every goal. You're not going to keep every job. You're not going to succeed at everything. But when you don't succeed and these bad things happen, or you lose a family member, do you have regrets? For me, for my psyche, I want to have no regrets. I want to know that I made up with anybody who I might not be, you know, on good terms with. I want to know that I gave it my all. But for other people, it's, I'm glad that I didn't give it my all, because why let them also take part of my life and my time? Whatever works for you. Fascinating difference, though. 1-877-DOCTOR.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.